We have a couple questions that I guess address the budget. One simply asks, where would you like to make budget cuts? Another asks about ways in which the city can either raise revenue or cut other expenses to deal with upcoming infrastructure needs. Essentially, and the question is to summarize, what is your vision of the areas where the city may want to reallocate in the future? And particularly, are you willing to announce any cuts you might be willing to make going forward?
I really appreciate that question, because whenever budget time comes along, city council gets up there and they argue about certain services being cut or restored, or how, you know, a police or firefighter here and there. And I think we are largely missing the bigger picture, which is how can we grow revenue? We will be cutting services unless we grow revenue. And that's just a mathematical fact with the way that the budget's going. This is the discussion the community has to have as a whole. Where are we willing to cut? And if we're not willing to cut anymore, where are we going to get the money? I think there's some degree of efficiency we can achieve with some services, especially being shared across border, and that's happening. There's certain fiscal issues I think we need cleaned up. Like, we certainly don't want to waste money on infrastructure, and that's not lasting. There's been some construction quality problems with our roads and so on, and these need to be taken care of. But the larger issue is, how are we going to get the money to maintain our parks? How are we going to get the money to repave our roads? These are very serious questions. It all has to do with tax base. I don't want to be left wringing my hands every year wondering what the numbers are going to be coming in and how, what are we going to have to cut. We have to have a discussion about revenue.
So budget cuts. We've been there. Fortunately, our budget has been pretty good, that we've been able to add three police, that we have not had to cut back. So, and our funds grew 2.4%. So that's not a lot, but I think it's something that we can live within, and we're expecting further growth because the downtown is growing and these other areas are growing. So I'm hopeful that and I expect that we will not have to have further cuts, that we can live within. We've already been there. We've already done the 1% for art. We've already taken from our streets and our infrastructure. And we've already done the municipal building. You know, we've already spent our millions on big projects that I think, in retrospect, were overspending. So I think that that we're doing okay, and I am very optimistic about the future.